When I studied early American history in graduate school in the 1960s, I dutifully read numerous books and articles on the European exploration of the Americas, as my professors directed me to do. But frankly, I found the whole subject rather boring. I was much more interested in what happened after the Europeans settled in America and in their successful colonization efforts. The long period during which Europeans set forth to explore the American coastline and interior, partly in search of a mythical route through the continents so they could reach Asia more easily, and partly seeking American Indian societies whose resources could be exploited for European profit, those years seemed to be a straightforward prologue to the real story. Anything that could be easily represented by lines on a map showing the routes of voyages and land-based explorations held little attraction for me. But how things have changed! New scholarship, written in the last three decades, has revolutionized our understanding of what historians now call the Columbian Encounter, that is, the meeting of Europe, the Americas, and Africa in the years between 1492 and approximately 1600. Europe, Asia, and Africa had long had contact with one another, primarily through trade routes along which passed such valuable commodities as spices, gold, and silk. By contrast, after 1492, the residents of the American and European continents encountered each other for the first time because of the voyages of Christopher Columbus and his successors. The consequences for all parties concerned were immense. During the next few minutes, I'll explore those consequences with you and also lead you to books and websites that you can use to learn more on your own. Throughout this presentation, you will see on the website contemporary illustrations of the Columbian Encounter, many of them, like the one you see now, taken from the engravings of the Flemish printer and artist Theodore de Bry. De Bry's many pictorial works, published beginning in 1591, introduced Europeans to American scenes for the first time. Many were based on the works of artists who had lived in the colonies. Others were entirely fanciful, but all give us invaluable visual insights into the momentous meeting of the continents.